look at this opening problem. The first thing to do for the opening problem is you know the number right there is the product of all of the ages of the people in the class. So since it's the product, what you want to do is factor that number. What you're going to end up with is you have 2 to the 8, which means you have 8 factors of 2 times 7 factors of 3 times 3 factors of 5 times 2 factors of 7 times 1 factor of 13 and 1 factor of 17. And now what you need to figure out is how many people of each age are there? Well, from here, you have 1 factor of 13, so there must only be 1 13-year-old. You have only 1 factor of 17, and 17 is prime, so there's only 1 17-year-old. You have 0 factors of 19, and 19 is prime, so there are no 19-year-olds in the class. So since you have 2 factors of 7, you must multiply by 14 twice. Now, the other number that you use to make up 14 is a 2. So we need to take out 2 factors of 2, so then we now have 6 factors of 2, no more factors of 7. Now, 15 is the only number here that has factors of 5, and we have 3 factors of 5, so we must multiply by 15 3 times. Now, 15 is equal to 3 times 5, so we also have to take out 3 factors of 3. So now all we have left are factors of 2 and factors of 3. Well, 16 is entirely factors of 2, right? So the only number here with factors of 3 is 18. Now, 18 is equal to 2 times 3 times 3. So we have 4 factors of 3 here. We can make 2 of 18. And we take out our 2 factors of 2 that 18 has. And all we're left with is 4 factors of 2. So this leaves us with 1 16. Okay? So this is what you end up with. He's got 1 13-year-old in his class, 2 14-year-olds, 3 15-year-olds, 1 16-year-old, 1 17-year-old, 1 18-year-old, and no 19-year-olds. So that's a total of 10 people. The first thing we're going to be talking about today are greatest common divisors, or GCDs. Greatest common divisor is the highest factor that 2 or more numbers have in common. So, for example, if we have 30 and 24, if we list off the factors of 30, what do we have? We've got the 1 and 30, 2 and 15, 3 and 10, 5 and 6. And for 24, we have 1 and 24, 2 and 12, 3 and 8, and 4, and 6. Now we can see that they have some factors in common. Both of them have 1, 2, 3, and 6 as factors in common. So here, our greatest common factor is 6. So now I want you guys to do exercise 1. Our factors of 15 are 1, 3, 5, and 15. Factors of 49, 1 and 49, and 7. So if we look at these two, the only factor they have in common is 1. So because it's the only factor they have in common, it's their greatest common factor, GCD, which means greatest common divisor, of 15 and 49 is equal to 1. Okay, now these are pretty small numbers, so it's easy to do them. But if you have larger numbers, it gets a little bit more difficult. So in the next example, we're going to be looking to find the greatest common divisor of 720 and 945. The first thing you do is you use factor tree, and you prime factor the numbers. Okay, and here's the step that saves us from writing out a whole bunch of factors. As long as we have the prime factors, we can find the GCD. Because if you multiply all the prime factors they have in common, then that's how you get the GCD. So here, our GCD equals 3 times 3 times 5, which is equal to 45. Let's take up exercise 2. Can someone tell me the prime factorization of 420? 2 times 2 times 3 times 5 times 7. Okay, prime factorization of 168. 2 times 2 times 2 times 3 times 7.
Now what we want to look for is which factors they have in common.
So we see that both of them have at least two factors of 2. They also have a factor of 3 in common and a factor of 7 in common, which means that their GCD is equal to 2 times 2 times 3 times 7, which is equal to 84. Now,
who can give me the prime factorization of 594?
2 times 3 times 3 times 3 times 11. What about 924? 2 times 2 times 3 times 7 times 11. Now, which factors do they have in common? Well, here we have 1, 2 in common. We have 1, 3 in common. And we have 11. So our GCD is equal to 2 times 3 times 11, which is equal to 66.
So there's lots of different places the GCD is used. And one of the problems is in your example. So Mike has 78 baseball cards and 36 baseballs that he wants to sell in packages. And every package he sells has to have the same number of baseball cards, and it has to have the same number of baseballs. So we know that we have to split up the 78 baseball cards evenly, and we have to split up the 36 baseballs evenly into the same number of packages. So what we need to do is we need to find the GCD of 78 and 36.
The GCD is 6. How do you find the number of baseballs that are in each package? Well, you just divide the total number of baseballs by the number of packages. So we get 6 baseballs and 13 baseball cards in each.
Now, the next thing we're going to talk about is multiples.
So say we're looking for multiples of 6. Multiple is a product of the number and any other whole number. So the other whole number could be 1. So 6 times 1 is 6. That's a multiple of 6. 6 times 2 is 12. That's another multiple of 6. 6 times 100 is 600. That's also a multiple of 6.
A least common multiple is similar to greatest common divisor, except now we're looking at the multiples of numbers.
So we can look at 2 or more numbers, and we can list out their multiples. For example, let's look at 6 and 4. 6 has multiples 6, 12, 18, 24, 30, 36, and 4 has multiples 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 24, and we could keep going forever. With multiples, you can keep going and going forever. With divisors, you're going to have only a certain amount. So now we look for the common multiples. In both cases, we have 12. In both cases, we have 24. And if we kept going, we would both have 36 and 48. But what we want for the least common multiple is just the lowest one. So just the first one that happens. So the LCM of 6 and 4 is 12.
So you have another example in your notes of the least common multiple of 6 and 8. We've listed out the multiples there, and the first one that occurs for both 6 and 8 is 24. So if we have really large numbers, listing out all the multiples takes a little while. So we don't always want to do that. And we can use prime factorization
not only for GCDs, but also for LCMs, for least common multiples.
So, our example here is the least common multiple of 108 and 180.
When we prime factor them, we get 108 is equal to 2 times 2 times 3 times 3 times 3. And 180 is equal to 2 times 2 times 3 times 3 times 5.
What we want to do is find the least common multiple of these. So, we want to find a number
that's 108 times some whole number, and it's also equal to 180 times a different whole number.
How do we do that?
Well, we know that we have to include all of the prime factors of 180 and all the prime factors of 108. But if we look at this, we don't need to include the two twos twice. So we have two prime factors of 2 in 108, two prime factors of 2 in 180, but we only need to include those once. So our LCM starts off 2 times 2. And then we have here 3 factors of 3. Here we have 2 factors of 3, but we need at least 3 because there are 3 in this one. And then we also need to include a factor of 5 so that we get all of 180 in there.
And so our LCM is equal to 540. So go through and do exercise 3. Can someone tell me what is the prime factorization of 72?
2 times 2 times 2 times 3 times 3.
What about 84?
2 times 2 times 3 times 7.
So now what we need to do is we need to include all of those prime factors from each of them. So we look at the 2s. We need 3 2s. 3s. We need 2 3s because this one has 2 3s and this one only has 1. And we don't have any 5s, so we don't need to put any 5s in the LCM, but we have 1 7. So now, if you multiply that out, that is 8 times 9 times 7, which is equal to 504. And you'll see up here, this is equal to 72 times 7, and it's also equal to 84 times 2 times 3, which is times 6. Now, 168 and 420.
Well, we have those prime factored over here already. So we look at our prime factorizations. We have 3 2s here. So we need 3 2s in the LCM. We have 1 3 in each of them. So we need 1 3. We have 1 5. And we have 1 7. So this is our LCM, equal to 840.
And lowest common multiples are also used a lot in word problems. So in the word problem in your example, you have two different snack bars. They both order the same number of chips, but one of the snack bars gets them in packages of 12, and the other one gets them in packages of 15. So you know that the snack bar that gets them in packages of 12, the number of chips, therefore, must be a multiple of 12. And then the other snack bar gets packages of 15, so the number of chips must be a multiple of 15. So what we want to do is we want to find the least common multiple of 12 and 15. We know that 12 is equal to 2 times 2 times 3. What's the prime factorization of 15? 3 times 5. So the LCM of 12 and 15 is 60. Now, we know that they must have gotten 60 bags of chips, and if we look at how many packages did each get, this one got 12 times 5, so they got 5 packages. This one got 4. Exercise number 4. What we're going to be looking at is GCDs and LCMs and the relationships between them. So I've given you two numbers in columns A and B of the chart, and what you need to do is in column C, you put in the GCD, the greatest common divisor. In column D, you put in the lowest common multiple. And then column E says A times B, so you multiply the two numbers together and put that in column E. And then in column F, divide that number you got in column E by your GCD, which is your number in column C. Does anyone notice anything about these numbers? We see that when we divide A times B by our GCD, we come out with our LCM.